I'm Steve Miller reporting. The leader of the National Rifle Association says supporters of gun control are exploiting the school shooting in Florida to promote an anti-gun agenda. NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre advocated for greater security at schools at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference.
Every day, young children are being dropped off at schools that are virtually wide open, soft targets for anyone bent on mass murder. It should not be easier for a madman to shoot up a school than a bank.
In a 2017 Pew poll, nearly 70% of Americans favor banning assault-style weapons. The UN envoy for Syria is decrying a recent upsurge of violence in the country, expressing concerns that the eastern Ghouta region near Damascus could fall victim to widespread bloodshed like that of northern Aleppo more than a year ago.
The tendency of hitting civilians has been very high. Conclusion, let's avoid Aleppo, and we are still in time.
Stéphane de Mistura says world powers are not doing enough to halt the violence over the rebel-held enclave east of the capital that is besieged by government forces. Somali children suspected of links to the Islamist insurgency are being held in adult jails where they are vulnerable to abuse and tried in military courts, Somali families said, backing up allegations in a human rights report. Human Rights Watch said Wednesday al-Shabaab Islamists recruited thousands of children, some as young as 9, and hundreds have been detained by Somali authorities. This is VOA News. The death toll from an outbreak of the foodborne disease Listeria in South Africa has more than doubled from previous numbers given in January to 172 deaths. Jeff Custer reports.
The National Institute of Communicable Diseases said 915 cases of the disease have been confirmed since January of last year. That's up from the previous figures given last month of 61 deaths and 720 confirmed outbreaks. The government said the source of the outbreak was still unknown. Listeriosis is caused by a bacterium found in soil, water, and vegetation. People usually contract it through animal products and fresh fruits and vegetables. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been named as one of the worst-performing leaders in terms of human rights by Amnesty International. Manila's Philippine Section Director, Jose Alonzo.
For the second consecutive year, President Duterte is identified with the worst performing leaders in terms of human rights.
Alonso also said the deliberate, unlawful, and widespread killings of thousands of alleged drug offenders appears to be systematic, planned, organized, and encouraged by the authorities and may have constituted crimes against humanity. Bill Gallo reports Moscow may have deployed two of its latest generation stealth warplanes to Syria, according to video footage of a pair of Su-57s landing at a Russian airbase in the war-torn country.
The reported deployment comes amid rising alarm that the Syrian conflict, which started out as an uprising against President Bashar al-Assad and is now split into several separate struggles, could erupt into a wider regional clash between outside powers. On Thursday, Iran's deputy foreign minister warned of the risk of the multi-sided fighting in Syria spreading with regional players being brought into direct conflict, saying fear of war is everywhere in our region. Russian and Syrian officials have not commented on the unverified video footage, but pro-Assad news sites welcomed the additional firepower. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
5 people are dead and 18 missing after a landslide Thursday on the Indonesian island of Java engulfed farmers working in their rice paddies. Hundreds of rescuers, including soldiers and villagers, used their bare hands and farm tools to search for victims buried beneath tons of mud and soil. A National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesman said 14 people from the affected hamlet in central Java's Brebes district were hospitalized with injuries. The International Olympic Committee may allow Russia to march behind their national flag at the Winter Games closing ceremony. A decision to reinstate Russia would likely face criticism from international athletes and anti-doping officials, given Russia was hit by a fresh doping scandal this week. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1.